KCSI here with Red Oak Boys Soccer Head Coach Mark Kells. Coach, springtime's here. You're out in the field. It's actually really hot today. This is soccer weather?
Yeah, it's pretty warm out here today, but I do enjoy the clouds right now. So for the most part, I'll enjoy the clouds right now.
Now, does the soccer coach participate with as much running with the players during the actual practice?
Not this coach, due to the fact that I am working in a plant right now. So,
gotcha. So, Coach, you've been involved with the soccer program from the beginning. Well, this is actually kind of the seventh year that Red Oak's had a soccer program, but third year that we're playing a varsity level type competition?
That is correct. 7 years total. The first 4 years we did a co-ed team, played boy schedule, and we decided to jump off the bandwagon and play 3 years right now for varsity. So I'm very proud of this group. We have a very young group. We have a lot of ninth graders.
You know, last year, looking at that, a 1-12 record, you say, well, wow, that's not good. But that was a tremendous achievement last year, getting the first ever varsity win in school history.
Yes, that was a big win against Riverside. I hope we can do it again, and I hope we can get a couple extra wins this year. We are very young, but as far as this division, the Hawkeye 10's a juggernaut. And, you know, we're going to the WIC next year, so it's not going to get any easier.
Yeah, your schedule actually sure looks like a combination of Hawkeye 10 and the WIC teams.
It is. You know, right now we can load up, I think, 17 games. So, yeah.
How many players out this year? What's the strength of your team and things you're working on here preseason?
We have 17 guys coming out this year. The strengths are, our freshman group is our strengths, really. We're really underclassmen maintaining. So as far as other than that, I'm very proud of the kids coming out and trying the sport.
And, you know, fielding a varsity and JV, you know, what little I know about soccer, the numbers are important because, unlike other sports, there is a lot helps you with practicing and all those aspects when you have enough numbers out.
Yeah, definitely. Numbers makes it big. Usually we like to get 20. You know, that helps, you know, 10 on 10. So I can be in the goal or whatever it needs to be. But, you know, with other dual sport athletes, it just makes it tough to get everybody out here.
When is your first, is it called a match? And when is your first home match?
So our first road match is April 6th. We go to West Central Valley. And then our home match is the 16th. At home.
At Bend the Field. Some of your key leaders this year, Coach, you've got a couple here with you today. Who do you have?
So I got senior Santiago Vasquez, attacking center mid, and then I have junior Pace Shelley. He is my left winger.
Santiago, let's start with you. You're an attacking center mid. Does that mean you're supposed to score goals?
No. That more so means that the attack kind of flows through me. So I kind of build it up, and my goal is to pass it to our forwards. And they're the ones who score. So my goal is to assist people.
What do you enjoy about playing soccer and being on the soccer team?
Well, I've pretty much played it my whole life. I come from a Colombian family, and soccer has been real important to us. And I just love the sport. You build a real family with the team here, and I just have a lot of fun doing it. And I'm looking forward to doing it, hopefully through college as well. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and I guess I'm looking at, again, kind of a newer program still in Red Oak. Do you take some pride in the fact that you're kind of one of the leaders here in getting the soccer program going in Red Oak?
Yeah, well, it's pretty nice. Even since before we were in high school, my dad was the coach at club level. So that was pretty cool. I've been pretty much involved here in Red Oak with soccer my whole life, and to be able to see it through all the way to being a senior in high school and being its team captain is just, it's just a nice feeling.
Well, let's talk to this next guy over here, Pace Shelley. Pace, what position are you and what do you enjoy about the soccer program?
So I guess I'm a left mid or a left winger, and then I just enjoy playing with everyone. It's just fun to play soccer, I guess.
Yeah, you guys run all the time, and I guess for a novice like me that's not used to running a lot in sport, you have to be in condition to play soccer.
Yep, definitely do. It's a lot of running.
You were on a team last year. You're on a team this year. What are some goals for this team this year?
So I guess if we started all the way back to our first year as varsity, we didn't have a win, but our goal was just to compete against level. And then last year our goal was to get our first win, and we did that. And this year it's just to carry it on and get as many wins as possible and compete now at district level to see what we can do with better competition.
How many years have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing since preschool or kindergarten, right in there.
So it's a sport you've loved all along. Would you consider yourself that's your main sport that you like playing?
Yeah, it's one of my main sports.
Not to give away your other sports, I understand.
Yeah, no, it's one of my main sports right now. Yeah. So.
Well, good luck, guys. We'll be watching you all year, and good luck with the program here. Coach Kells, again, when's that first match coming up?
April 6th, West Central Valley, and that's on the road. And then we play April 9th, Kemper Catholic at Kemper, but we don't play till home April 16th.
Get out and support the Red Oak Tigers soccer program. These guys are playing real good this year. You're going to enjoy watching them. Go, guys. Thanks a lot. That's your KCSI Sports Wrap. Again, Red Oak Soccer program, boys program with head coach Mark Kells.